They told me my daughter would never walk, but take a look. She's dancing her face off at a dance recital. We're going to talk about this today on Driven by Purpose.
This is Driven by Purpose, a show about finding your purpose, building fulfilling careers, and helping people with disabilities live better lives. Hosted by three men who've lived it and are here to help you do the same. Special thanks to our presenting sponsor, Clean Logic, a leading bath and skincare company and a true pioneer in creating inclusive workplaces and increasing employment opportunities for people with disabilities.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of Driven by Purpose. My name is Evan, along with co-founders of Clean Logic and the Inspiration Foundation, Mike Gesser and Isaac Shapiro. What's going on, fellas?
What's going on, Evan?
What's up, Evan?
I'm excited because my daughter had a full-on dance recital over the weekend, and she crushed it. As you may know, my daughter is in a wheelchair. She's nonverbal. She can't use her arms or legs, really. She's got severe cerebral palsy, but she's dancing her face off in this video thanks to the help of a bunch of amazing people, including the creator of iDance. Her name is Natalie. She's an amazing woman, and what she's done at Carousel Dance Studio in Woodland Hills is just created an unbelievable program, unbelievable culture with some of the most talented young dancers in the area. All of these young women and young men that are dancers at Carousel that are volunteering in this program are high-level dancers. And they're volunteering in this program called iDance, and they work with dancers with disabilities like my daughter, Sydney, who you're seeing here, when they're not training their butts off. Okay, because all of the volunteers here, like I said, they train nonstop. They are high-level competitive dancers.
It's their profession.
They're winning dance competitions all over the state. They are some of the best. They are incredibly talented. And they spend several hours working with people like my daughter because my daughter loves music. She loves dancing. And she goes to this program called iDance, was created because Natalie has a child with disabilities who also loves music. Natalie, by the way, was one of the, I think she was the youngest person ever to be a member of the Rockettes, the legendary wow. Rockettes group in New York. She is a legendary dancer herself.
Did we have her on in an early episode?
We did, but it didn't record well. It was our very first episode. We had some technical issues. We're going to get back on.
Got it. Okay.
She's a legend. She was the youngest ever Rockette at the time. She is an unbelievable dancer, and she runs this program called iDance every weekend at Carousel Dance Studio. And what she does, the energy she brings to this room, and it is packed every weekend because I am there with all these other parents, all these other dads and moms of kids with disabilities who dance, and they have the best time every single weekend. And I'm telling you, the dancer volunteers who are there working with our kids are angels. They are the most unbelievable people. And the dancers, like my daughter, they bust their butt. They work so hard. And over the weekend, they had a performance, and they were on stage. It was 2 days. It was a Saturday and a Sunday. And it was a massive performance. They were on stage at CSUN Cal State University Northridge to a packed house. And I'm telling you, like, every seat in the house was taken. And they got out there and they did like a 3 or 4 song set to like a bunch of Michael Jackson songs. And you guys know what it's like getting out there and performing in front of a large audience. You know, it can be nerve wracking. You know, you can get a little nervous. You can get a little stage fright. Not these kids. And you know why these kids weren't nervous? Why they didn't have stage fright?
Why?
Because they were so confident, because they've been rehearsing this over and over and over again. They knew exactly what they were doing. The environment was fun. The culture was fun. It was just so supportive. And when they finished up, guess what? Standing ovation, Mike. Standing O.
Of course.
No butts were in any seats. Everybody was on their feet, just clapping like crazy. You could see Sydney was having the time of her life. Everybody was going crazy. I was emotional again. I was wiping tears out of my eyes. It was crazy because, you know, when doctors tell you that your kid is going to be severely disabled and, oh, she's probably never going to talk. Oh, she's probably never going to walk. Oh, she's going to be so disabled. And then she's out there dancing, bopping her hands, smiling, blowing kisses to the crowd. I mean, how can you? I was a puddle, man.
You're also a very sensitive guy, so.
I'm a very sensitive guy.
Well, it sounds like she's amazing. A dancer, surfer. I think it's amazing, Evan, that you've been able to find these, you know, extracurricular activities that, again, you said doctors told you your daughter's not going to be able to walk, and you've already defied two things with surfing and now dancing.
Well,
So just amazing that you're finding.
Well, you say I have. It's not me. This is what I want to get into in today's show. It is these amazing people who are launching these programs. And that's what I really want to focus today's show on. Yep. It is people like Natalie. It is people like TheraSurf. It is people who are inspired, who have the initiative to like launch these programs and grow them out of the goodness of their hearts.
They're driven by purpose.
I see what you did there, Mike. And it's exactly true. What it is.
It's 100%
exactly
true. It's driven by purpose.
It's exactly what it is.
It's you're talking about Natalie in the dance studio and all the dancers that are there and the surfing. But then I'm going to go even further. Like you got the teachers and the therapists and all that stuff that's the community behind the kids and that help with all of these things. Like all of these businesses, like I see all these businesses that are like therapy for, you know, autistic or anybody with a disability, occupational therapy and all that stuff. Like somebody started that business because they wanted to help, you know, kids and their families. And Natalie's a great example of that. You know, there's so many and it's amazing. And they're truly driven by purpose.
You know, I've been going to this dance studio every weekend for like the last couple of years. And I see these young dancers working with our kids. And I just see them as like these, you know, these great kids. They're just helping our kids out. But what I realized when I was at this performance is I've never actually seen them dance at a high level. The competitive dancers, not my kids. I see them dance every weekend, but I don't see the high level dancers compete. But this performance wasn't just for the iDance kids, the kids with disabilities. It was a big performance, and it was the competitive dancers. And then it was the iDance kids, our kids, the disability kids. And then it was more of the competitive dancers again. And I got to tell you, seeing the competitive dancers, they're like high level athletes. It was unbelievable. I mean, it was unbelievable. I mean, some of these, one of the girls is dancing at like one of the most prominent college dance programs in the country. She was featured in this program and she is a high, high level dancer. It was unbelievable to watch. Several of these young women are just, they look like they could have been on any of the competitive dance shows on television. And to get to that level, you have to be training. And then to take time to be like, okay, and I know we're hyper-focused on this, but then to also take time away from that every week. I mean, this is time that they're taking out of their schedule. They have to come up with a plan, routine, and then they have to, you know, spend time away from their own training to, you know, give to our kids and then come up with a routine and train them and all that stuff. And then go back to their training.
It's full program.
It's like, it's amazing. And I just appreciate it so much. And it's the same thing with, like I said, the surf thing and the other programs where people are, they're just coming up with these amazing programs for people with disabilities. In addition to the things that like they're doing for typical kids, it's inclusion and it's a beautiful thing. And it makes me emotional to think about it, talk about it.
Yeah, well, I think what's so important about what you're talking about is, are there other dance studios? Because I think about LA as this mecca of dancers, but I think about the way you speak about it, it's just so amazing, Evan, that joy that you're seeing. Are there other, do you know if there's other dance studios? Because like
there are.
There must
sure.
be.
Because
must
the way be. You're explaining it, it's
there
like.
There could be more.
And I'm wondering, how do we encourage Natalie to get this out there nationwide? Because one of the things.
She's growing it.
Because one of the things we haven't had him on the show yet is Rick with the hotel in South Carolina, and where they partner with Clemson University. And the way you're explaining how these dancers are exactly what he said is we bring people in from the hotel hospitality. They have to work for everyday job. They work around people with disabilities, but it normalizes. And we hope when they graduate with the program, They go work for other hotels and they hire people with disabilities. So when I heard you telling this story, it's like, wow, these people are dancers. How do they go out and do this in their communities? Because I just think these extracurricular activities that one, I would have never imagined that there's these programs out there, Evan. And now how do we get more people to do these type of pieces and systemize that? Because I just think even in dance, you're normalizing people with disabilities because you don't think about people with disabilities as dancers.
Well, I mean, look, there, you know, this program in particular, iDance, they're already working with a bunch of local high schools. And I know that Natalie is, you know, she has a full program and a blueprint. And I know that she's been approached by other high schools and in different areas. And I don't want to speak for her. We should actually have her on the show so she can kind of tell us what her plan is. But I mean, look, when you see this video, it becomes very aware very quickly that music and dance is for everybody, and it shouldn't be limited by what kind of a body you have, whether you're disabled or able-bodied or whatever. Like, my daughter is severely disabled, and she loves to dance, loves it, right? And just because she can't do a traditional pirouette or any of the traditional dance moves, she can move her arm, she can feel the rhythm, she loves the beat, she loves being on stage, she loves it. And there are kids out there who are even more severely disabled than my daughter, who are on that stage, who loved it just as much as my daughter does.
Yeah.
And the fact that this program, Natalie's program, gives an opportunity for those kids to be on stage and enjoy dance and music just the same as any other typical kid is so amazing. And I appreciate it so much. And if you're listening to this and you're out there and you are part of a dance studio, and you notice that, like, hey, maybe we can spend an hour on the weekend and open up a program and maybe volunteer to have kids with disabilities come in and dance. Do it. Do it. Because I'm telling you, as the father of a kid with a disability, like, I am so grateful and emotional and appreciative of it. And it's not, my daughter loves it. And it's such an amazing thing. And it brings communities together and it builds friendship and bonds, and it helps open up minds and it changes hearts and all of these things. I'm telling you, it's a beautiful thing, and it doesn't have to be limited to dance and anything.
So Evan, I have a question. How did you find out about this in the first place? How did you find out about the surfing in the first place? Because like on my side,
I'll
like
tell you.
I there's so many things I'd love for Rosie to do. I'm sure it's as easy as searching surfing for disabled kids and I'll find something. But how did you do it?
Okay, well, we have a mentor in the disability space, and the social media handle for her is Emmy is a Star, and that is that's on Instagram. And when Sydney was born, somebody said, you guys should, there's a little girl who lives around here, her name is Emmy is a Star, and she's got a big social media following. And I think she's, you know, similar situation to Sydney. So follow her. And so we did. And we ended up becoming like really close with their family, and they are the best people. They're an amazing family, and they have recommended everything to us. Everything from like all the programs. They recommended us how to get our car retrofitted to a van with the ramp. They recommended like where to go to school. Like, they have become the best mentors to us. Like, we couldn't have asked for better people to kind of guide us through this journey. And that's one of the reasons I feel so motivated to come out here and use this platform and any platform I have to tell people like the things that I find helpful and to pass it along to other people, because what they've done for our family has been so incredibly helpful, and I could never repay them. I'm so grateful for them. And so every time I find something amazing, I want to just shouted from the rooftops, and this is my version of that.
Well, then Evan, is there anything that they've shown that you haven't done that you've been thinking that's the next frontier that you can share with us? Because surfing, dancing. So what else have they shown that you're thinking about?
Well, first off, like I said, go follow them on social media because they're always doing awesome stuff. But you know, they travel a lot. They do a lot of music. They're camping. They're always going on adventures. They travel.
They get out. They do stuff. Disability doesn't hinder anything.
I you know, one of my biggest fears, not like a fear, like, but like it stops me from doing things, is traveling with Sydney is a thing that I need to be better at. My wife and I are both like, getting on an airplane and traveling is just one of those things, but they have mastered it. They have mastered it. And every time we talk about traveling somewhere, you know, we look to them, and they're, you know, if you follow their social media, again, they're always on a plane. They're always going places. You know,
have they gone to Morgan's Wonderland yet?
They haven't yet, but I think that's one where we've talked to them about it too. And I think they're into it. But you know, they did a redesign of their house where they made their entire house, accessible, fully accessible home. Like, what do you call those things? Like a bump in your house, thresholds. There's no thresholds in the entire house.
You mean it's incredible. Like it's flat?
Flat the whole way through.
Yeah, that's
like completely wheelchair accessible the whole way through. It's amazing. Like everything they've done is incredible. They're incredible people.
When we bought our house, like one of our requirements was flat, like no step down living room or any of that other stuff. And we finally found one.
No, we didn't find one. Ours is like the best version we could find, but it doesn't, it's not.
Build ramps, build ramps.
We've got ramps.
Yeah.
Yep. We've got those.
Yeah, but it's
like
not,
you know, other things you're going to talk about, like there's a martial arts place around that you know is very inclusive with kids with disabilities that's around here. Like Sydney does, you know, we've talked about just horse therapy. It's called hippotherapy, but it's horseback riding for kids with disabilities. Sydney does that all the time. Highly recommend that. That's also very good for people with PTSD. It's big in the military community. A lot of autistic people with autism are there. Highly recommend that.
Which is interesting because I grew up in Arizona with a lot of horses and they could sense fear. And I was actually thrown off a horse and I've always had this fear and that I could feel the horses can feel that. So the horses, it's interesting. So
these horses that are specially trained and they go through a very rigorous process and there are several people to each rider. So whenever you see, and I post videos of Sydney at hippotherapy all the time, you can see there's like three people that are with Sydney at all times, and it's never a concern. And it's an amazing place.
Do you find the correlation with these locations that are offering services for people with disabilities like horseback riding? Is there a personal connection there as well, or just
sometimes there is? But here's the thing that I will say with all these different programs. I love being a part of this community. Somebody made a comment to me a couple of years ago that it's like, it's the best community that you never want to be a part of, that you never plan to be a part of. And I don't know, the first time I heard that, I was like, my gut was, it's a little offensive, I think. I don't know why.
The longer you're in it, the more true it becomes.
I know, it's so true. I was telling my parents as we were leaving Sydney's performance the other day, I'm like, I love this community. I was leaving Sydney's performance with a bunch of other parents. You know, all of our kids were so everyone was smiling. We were so happy. We were all just raving about the best time that we had. And we all went out to margaritas with our kids afterwards. It was so funny because we all went to a restaurant and we all had our kids in our wheelchairs. We're all drinking margaritas with our kids with our computers. It was a funny scene. If you're in the restaurant, you saw us all walking in. But it was the best, and I love our community, and it's just got the nicest, sweetest people, and there's never a hesitation to support each other and to help each other out and to share information and to share tips and to reach out and offer a helping hand. And when you first in it, you know, Mike, you know, we've talked about this a lot. There's like this weird stage of denial that you're in. You're just like, I can't believe I'm here. Is this the rest of my life? Like, what does the rest of my life look like? It's like a stage of panic almost where you're like, what does my life look like? I can't believe this. Like, I can't believe this is happening to me.
I thought Rosie was going to grow out of it. I didn't understand it. And everybody's like, oh, you should just get, you know, physical therapy and occupational therapy and it'll correct itself. And no, you don't know. You just don't know.
You don't know. And you know, I've been in it for 10 years now. Every day of my life for the last 10 years, I've been involved, like deeply involved in this community with disabled people and their families. And
you will always be.
I will always be for the rest of my life.
Yeah.
And it is, you are running the gamut of emotions. Some days There are very hard days that really test you, and you know there are days where you are just emotionally drained, and there are days where your heart is so full you're bursting and you are just crying happy tears and you don't know why.
Yeah.
And there, you know, but this community is so supportive, and I love it. And I love it. And when I go to these things, when I go and I sit with other dads or other moms, and I'm watching my kid dance, or I'm sitting at the horseback, right, you know, therapy, and I'm watching Sydney ride a horse, and then there's another dad sitting next to me, and we're just sitting there together, and it's such an amazing feeling to be a part of this community, and I'm so grateful for it. And it's a weird thing to say that you're grateful to be part of a community of disabled people. It's a weird thing to say, but I'm so grateful, yeah, and I love it.
I agree with you. I understand.
Well, I have a question for both of you. Is there a program or something that you've thought of and been like, I wish they had this for my daughter? Is there something that you wish from after school or something that no one's thought of that you think would be really amazing for people with disabilities?
There's a lot of stuff that's offered that Sydney likes right now. You know, so there's even a baseball league for people in wheelchairs. Ooh. For kids that are around 10 years old. And I asked Sydney if she wanted to do it, and she didn't seem very interested. And I think the reason is because when she goes to watch my son play baseball, she's much more interested in ordering food from the snack shack and chatting with all of her friends. And that's fine. That's who she is. I don't think she cares about playing baseball. I think she'd rather just be at the field for the social scene. That's totally fine. But no, right now, I think she's good. She's got a lot of activities, and I'm sure that'll change as she gets older and her interests change. I'm sure something will come up. But right now, we've got a full set of stuff. What about you, Mike?
Yeah, I when I think about activities and stuff or things that's missing, like I don't think I've ever come across any type of activity that hasn't been somewhat made accessible to people with disabilities, whether you're in a wheelchair or you're on the spectrum or something like that. There is something that exists everywhere. What I'm most interested in for Rosie, who's going to be 13 in a couple weeks, is summer camp. Like, I want her to experience summer camp, like just the stuff they do at summer camp. When I was younger, I went to a sleepaway camp, and I remember it was like a month long, and they had a program where there was like a bunk with all different kids with disabilities. And I remember being like fascinated, like, wow, this is amazing that they can do that. And I'm an overprotective father, and I probably won't send my kid to sleepaway camp, but I'd love to get her into like a day camp where they do the same stuff that, you know, kids do growing up, but she could participate in. Like, to me, that would be, and I know she would love it. So, you know, we got to do that. Right now she does, they call it ESY, extended school year, where she can get her therapies and all that other stuff. And, you know, but I think afterwards, I'm going to try and put her in a camp.
Yeah. Well, there's one over here in California called the Rad Camp. Sydney's going to be going to that soon.
Rad Camp.
Well, so if you ever feel the urge to come back to the West Coast.
Spend my summers in California.
Hey. You got a place to crash, man. I mean, our house isn't all the way accessible, but it's close enough.
Hey, I think you've got most of the things, if not all the things that I would need to be okay.
An accessible van, because you definitely can't get around anywhere in LA without a car. So I think you're perfect place.
That's right. Anyway, that's going to do it for us here today. It's Driven by Purpose, man. Shout out to everybody who's running an accessible program. We appreciate you much. And, you know, especially Natalie and everybody at iDance, all those kids and everybody that was a helper and a volunteer. You guys are the best. And tell a friend to tell a friend. Like, subscribe, comment. And also remember, we're on Substack now. You can follow us on Substack.
All the things. All the things.
And that's it. We'll see you next time. Driven by Purpose. Peace.
See ya.